Hi, everybody. Welcome back here to the David Vance podcast channel. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this one. If you do, remember, hit the heart button. And if you want to support us, well, you can really help us out by buying me a coffee. There's a link below. I appreciate that if you can buy me a coffee. Or if you want to use DonorBox and give a small drop, a dollar, drop a pound in the hat. That's good, because we're fighting back here, folks, against billion-dollar enterprises. So we need every bit of help you can lend us. But anyway, let's talk about Mr. Jeff Bezos. As you know, the extraordinarily wealthy man, owner of Amazon. And he's not a guy I'm very fond of, I have to say. I do think he's a cabalist and such like. So, you know, no doubting exactly how, for example, lockdown helped Amazon, transformed its fortunes, made it into the power that it is at the moment. But it turns out that even Jeff Bezos can be annoyed. And Joe Biden's managed to achieve that. So there's a tweet came out from Joe Biden yesterday, said, this is Scranton Joe at his best. He says, you want to bring down inflation? Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. You got that one? So what? You want to bring down inflation? Okay. Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. So obviously Jeff Bezos was not amused at this. So he subtweeted. He then said, the newly created disinformation board should review this tweet. Or maybe they need to form a new non-sequitur board instead. Raising corporation taxes is fine to discuss. Taming inflation is critical to discuss. Mushing them together is just misdirection. I agree with Jeff Bezos. There, you've heard me say it. I totally agree with him 100%. I think it's reasonable that we discuss how do corporations pay more, improve the salaries of their employees. It's absolutely fine. Nothing wrong with that. But dealing with inflation is a fundamental thing, because if you've got inflation rocking away at 8-10% plus, which it is at the moment, let's be honest, the official rate might say one thing, but people know it's a lot more than that there. Unless you deal with that, there's just no way. I mean, any corporation could keep up with that and not go bankrupt. And I guess Jeff Bezos is making the fair enough point that there is a difference. I mean, to try and bring these two topics together, how much people are paid versus what's happening to the inflationary rate in the economy, it's a valid economic point that he makes. And, I totally get it. But the problem is, this is the U.S. president who made the tweet. When I say it's the U.S. president who made the tweet in the first place, no, that's not true. It's the people who do all this for Joe Biden who made the tweet in the first place. And I guess Jeff Bezos knows that. And Jeff Bezos is essentially being sarcastic when he says, maybe refer it to the disinformation board, or better still, the non-sequitur board, because it is a non-sequitur. You know, at the end of the day, Biden asks, you want to bring down inflation? And then he suggests something that wouldn't bring down inflation. If the wealthiest corporations pay, as Biden says, their fair share, whatever that means. I mean, what is a fair share? But if all the wealthiest corporations said, we're giving everyone a 20% pay hike, right? That's going to drive inflation. Do you see how this one works? I mean, it's that they are non-sequiturs. They're nothing to do with it. Things like corporation rate, tax rates, that's as Bezos refers to, that's an issue. How much people are paid? Those are sensible issues that we can all discuss and put forward theories and ideas about, within the remit of course, that which is economically possible for a company before it goes bankrupt. There's that aspect. But this has got nothing to do with inflation. Corporation tax has nothing to do with inflation. Inflation at the moment is being driven by the policies pursued by the Biden administration. That's why it's taken off, and they denied that it took off. And then when it became undeniable, they then said, well, it's all to do with Putin, Hitler. You can't blame us. And then Biden then says, and we can't do anything about it anyway because it's outside our control. So what you have is the most irresponsible U.S. administration in history, I would think, at the moment. And it's not even 2 years into it's, you know, the administration, and it's let inflation rip. It's destroyed US energy independence. It's got itself into a proxy third world war in Ukraine. It has abandoned any pretense of protecting the southern border so millions can pour in. I mean, honestly, this administration of Biden's is so bad. It's so bad that even it makes Obama's was a bad administration. George W. Bush's was a bad administration. But this Biden is a particularly extremely dangerous administration because it seems focused on destroying America. Now, I know so was Obama. I get that. But Biden in such a short time has done such damage. And more than that, there's no willingness to even acknowledge the issues for what they are. Biden doesn't talk about American energy independence. Well, how can he? He ensured that whilst Trump had put it in place, it vanished very shortly after Biden was shuffled into the fake White House. So, you know, it's a very disturbing situation that we see in the States. And we see this dangerous old dementia-ridden fool, Biden, being, I mean, obviously, as I say, he's, I don't think he's making any of these calls. He's being told what to say. He's not tweeting these things. They're being tweeted for him. But it is, as Jeff Bezos points out rightly, an administration which is economically illiterate. And that's going to cause consequences, you know, and you can't, you know, I don't know where we're going to be by 2024. And if they're able to cheat the midterms in the way they cheated the 2020 presidential elections, you know, America is not going to be around forever because the destruction being wrought by Biden and his associates is so great that it's existential. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. If you do, hit the heart button now as you leave, and I'll catch up with you guys real soon. Thank you so much for tuning in.